I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
Episode 185, it's April 21st, 2024, it's 8:27 p.m. Damn, dude, so I do this thing where I stay up way too late because I don't have to wake up early on the days that I go and wash trucks. And then I wake up and my sleep schedule is all sorts of fucked, and then it ruins my whole, energy levels, for the day. Because today, I physically, like as far as labor goes, I didn't really do shit. I just washed stuff. I just drove truck. I didn't do anything. But dude, I was just absolutely fatigued. It was so hard for me to want to do anything. I'm sitting here meal prepping food, and it's taking every ounce of will for me to just put the food into the container and weigh it. I just wanted to lay down on the kitchen floor and go to bed. I'm so tired. And, I mean, the fact that I had to do all that and then I still have to come in my room and record this when I could have done it all day today. I just keep putting shit off. That's my biggest problem, dude. If I could just wake up and just grind for the first 5 hours, I just wouldn't have any of these problems, you know? I would have my day done by five, you know? Obviously not, because I have a job where I can't just work 5 hours and go home. I mean, I can, but you know what I mean? Anyway. So, I have no idea where I'm going with this one, but it's a, let's see, what happened? Today I actually had a thought. So today I stayed up so late and kind of screwed up my whole sleep routine. And then, I don't know what I'm trying to say with that part, but what I'm trying to get at is the fact that the negative thoughts and the self-doubts and all that stuff that came as a result of today were so bad. Of course I'm not going to quit. Of course I'm not even close to quitting. But damn, those thoughts are there and they're very loud of, you know, I don't know, you can pull out now, nobody's gonna give a fuck. You got a good thing going at this place, you can just stay there. You're getting your own place, you might as well just, you know, it's gonna be hard as shit, and you're stressed out right now and you're not even doing anything, you're just hungry and you're freaked out. How are you gonna manage everything else when, you know? And I have all those thoughts, and it's tough, but honestly what gets me through those thoughts is just thinking, it's the thought that Alex Ramoji shared, it's more like the perspective of, if you're pursuing a goal or something, you either quit or you die before you fail, or whatever it is. So if I'm trying to do all these big things, as long as I don't give up, the only way that I will fail is if I die. That's the only way that I'll fail. Or I'll quit, or whatever, I won't achieve it. Because I can quit, or I'll die. There's the only two options for not achieving my goal. So I think about that, and I'm like, okay, well, if I just show up today, even though today fucking blows, then I'll be all right. And so as long as I can keep going on that, I thought I just saw a bug on my... I'm laying down on my bed right now. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, it's a really reassuring thought, you know? You either quit, or you die. Those are the only two options you have. So, I don't know. So, I'm just kind of doing my best to stay afloat, you know. And it's one of those things where once I get through a hard day, I now have that as proof that I can get through hard days like that. And then when another one approaches, I have evidence to know or to suggest that I am capable of getting over these hard days. And today wasn't inherently hard. It was just mentally fatiguing, I guess. Just exhausted for no reason. And so that kind of trickled down and further proved to me that sleep really is a cure-all, as I said in episode 181. 4 episodes ago. So, yeah, man, living and learning. Just trying my best to show up and keep going. But the countdown is here, so we have 10 days until I move into my own place. So I should start packing, just getting some odds and ends put in boxes and shit like that, so that when the day comes, I'm good to go. So, yeah, man, I'm really excited. It's going to be a whole new chapter in my life next Wednesday. So what did I say? What episode would that be? 195, right? 196, I think it was. I don't know, dude. Yeah, I don't know. This episode blows ass, huh? Jesus. Well, that's it. That's the show. I mean, I didn't really do anything productive today other than just wash trucks and wake up late and not get anything done until I should have gone to bed. It's 8:33. I should have gone to bed 33 minutes ago. And so that's where I'm at. So, yeah, well, that's the show. Didn't do shit today except wash trucks and meal prepped and ate In-N-Out Burger. So that was great. Shit ton of it. Had 2 double doubles and 2 fries. It's a hungry boy. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.